And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show, it's not a Christmas special, but it is a little bit Christmassy in that we are doing our Christmas competition this week for all the CDs. You know, we've got half a dozen fabulous CDs from bands that we've played on the show this year, and I've got another load of CDs that I will tell you about shortly after we play the first song. I've got a word of the week, I've got a phrase of the week that is absolutely fantastic. But let's kick off, Tony. Let's kick off this week's show with the first Christmas song we're playing this year. Don't worry, it's the only one on this week's show, but it's the first Christmas song we've played this year. This is King Salami and the Cumberland Three. Sock it to me, Santa.
Hey, Santa. Santa. Hey, Santa. Do you have anything for me in your sack?
Because Santa's got a brand new bag.
That's King Salami and the Cumberland Three, mate. Absolutely brilliant. We have played them before. We will be playing them again. They are one of my favourite bands of this year, and that is a classic Christmas song. And that is, I've played that because that is a little warning. It's a little warning shot, right, that when we do our Christmas special, you know how normally I say you won't get a better Halloween show for music than ours?
Yeah.
You're not going to get a better Christmas show than ours this year. I'm telling you, it's absolutely brilliant. I've already got them all. It's absolutely brilliant. So anyway, you're now listening to the Dead 60s underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. What I want to know is, what is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/KingSalami?
No, MySpace.com/ King Salami and the Cumberland Three, three being the number three.
Okay.
But if you type in King Salami into the old internet, you will find them. So it's probably been the internet one, Tony nil. And now it's time for a very early poetry corner.
Ooh.
Now, this has come in from Rick Hulse. He's actually just posted it on my Facebook page about an hour ago.
Oh, hi.
And I went, oh, I'm definitely having that. And it was in response to a poem that I'd already placed on, because I do a poem every Monday, today's poem. And this week's one was called School Leaver. I left that bogey in the classroom. I left that mucal pee, so it's your tough luck, so you think you're stuck, you can blame me like it was me. Right? And he has followed it up with a poem, which is as follows. Here's one I did for National Poetry Day while full of amphetamines and Drambuie. It's called My Collective Nouns.
Nice.
A thicket is a group of blondes. A hand, a group of digits. A chavalanche, a gang of chavs. A shortage, a crowd of midgets. A cockle could be a group of knobs. A slash, a line of stitches. A husband, a bunch of really big gobs. A wife, a crowd of bitches. A flange for gynecologists. A tug for lots of wankers. A bench for all the politicians. A fraud for all the bankers. A bastard for several traffic wardens. A pillock for many clowns. But I'm buggered if I can think of a word for a group of collective nouns. Bye. Rick Carls, a.k.a. Professor Pierre O'Bollocks. That is absolutely brilliant.
That's
thank you very
nice.
Much, Rick. If you do have a poem for us, do email it to me, paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. Now, as I say, we've got a different show this week, Tony, to normal, haven't we? In the second half of the show, you will be hearing the Bleach Boys rockumentary that I have managed to cobble together. It took me hours to edit this thing.
Wow.
I've done the best I can. It took me most of Sunday, well, quite a lot of Saturday afternoon and most of Sunday afternoon to get this thing done. But I am pleased with the results. It's not a conventional rockumentary in that really you find fuck all about the band. You really don't find out very much about them at all. But, what becomes apparent is that Mark, the lead guitar player, is fucking hilarious, often without meaning to be. You'll find out why later. It's also got loads of those songs. So this is a very different show this week. Anyway, as if it wasn't different enough, it's now time for our Christmas competition. Now, as you know, the Christmas competition, already you have the chance to win CDs from you win the Mainstream Music Is Shit Volume 2 CD from That's Not Skanking Records. Thank you very much, Ben, for that. And you can, and also included in the competition prize is the Speed Kings album and Random Single. And there's also going to be a Bleach Boys album in there, their latest album. As a result of us doing the documentary, they're going to give us an album as well. And a load of promotional CDs that I had left over from when I used to do the radio show on Pantsfield 10 o'clock. Basically, it's quite a big prize. I'm hoping to get one or two other things together as well, but it's looking like being 10 or 15 CDs at least. It's definitely worth winning. I'm praying someone from England wins it.
Never.
Because it ain't going to be cheap on the postage, and I do promise you that I will get it in the post before Christmas. So even though you won't get it in time for Christmas, it shouldn't be too long after Christmas that you will receive this prize. And if I remember... Oh, you'll obviously get one of my CDs as well, because I still have some left. Paul B's last CD will be thrown in as well. So it's a pretty good prize. And it's certainly something that I would be wanting to enter.
Nice.
Make of that what you will. The question for it is, what you have to do is email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Christmas Competition, with your answer to the following question. What is the spirit equivalent of beer goggles? Now, the clue is in last week's show.
Right.
So if you listen to last week's show, you will be able to find this out. What I want to know is, what is the spirit equivalent of beer goggles? Regular listeners to the show will already know this. If you're listening for the first time, you'll have to listen back to, I think it's last week's show or the show before. Was it last week or the week before?
I think it was last week,
yeah. You will have to listen to last week's show, which actually an awful lot of people did. I've had quite a lot of response to last week's show from unlikely sources.
Oh, okay.
Including DJ Roch, who was more than happy to tell me that he absolutely loved the Baby Woodrow's track, which I was really, really pleased about, because I'm a big fan of theirs, and we have played them on the show quite a bit, but we haven't had a lot of response towards Baby Woodrow's in the past, so I'm really pleased that something came in. If you do like one of the tunes we play, do, of course, get in touch, and we'll let you know how to do that later on. There is one particular way to do it. I'm going to get straight on with the next song, Tony, if that's all right with you.
That's fine.
You will notice there's no MySpace comments this week. That's because we have had one or two, but I'm kind of trying to run through this a bit. Do leave us a comment, myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave a comment on our MySpace page. We like to get them. Song two, my friend, is from Mainstream Music Is Shit.
Okay.
To give you an idea of the kind of thing you can expect on it, although this isn't really representative of what's on it, but it is good and I do like it. It's by a band called Rasta 4 Eyes. Do you see what they've done there? Rasta 4 Eyes. What I want to know is, what is Rasta4Eyes MySpace page?
myspace.com/Rasta4Eyes.
No, it's not. It's Rasta4Eyes UK. And that's all letters, because there was already a Rasta Four Eyes with a number four. So I suppose they went, right, we'll have to do this a bit different. So it's Rasta Four Eyes UK. Rasta Four Eyes suck. All letters. And this is Oscar and Arthur. So that was Rasta Four Eyes, Oscar and Arthur. A little bit of skanking for you to get the show moving there. Now, Tone, I haven't got a lot to say in this bit at all, so I'd just like to move straight on to you. And have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your vote so far this month. We've had quite a few come in for the... Now it's the first week of December. But if you haven't voted so far for us, there's still plenty of time in this month to vote for us, and please do get your votes in, because we love them. Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read them out, and all votes greatly appreciated. We're back up to the top five for this week, and here we go. Love it. I think I beat Paul to put the first vote down, and that's from Tim Potter. I think you did.
Well, he didn't, actually.
It was November, wasn't it? I think, strictly.
I think his was the last vote in November.
Yeah.
What?
Nice try.
Thank you for trying, Tim. Next time, try harder.
Punky. Vote for Punky. All the flesh-eating demon bed babies will get you as you sleep. From Slipknot 150. Okay.
That would seem to be a very good reason to vote Punky.
Yeah. Sticky Floor. Punky. All the music and fun without the sticky carpets, puke, piss and wankers. Well, okay, maybe it has wankers, and Paulie B probably has sticky carpets. And a bit of yellow friendship for Tony. So, all the music and fun without the puke. Arstus / Rastus, still listening. Thank you very much.
I resent the implication that I have sticky carpet. Although he is right.
Yeah. awful. Bloody awful. Maybe that's why I keep coming back. Gareth from Calgary. Or Gareth Calgary from Alberta.
I think it's probably Gareth from Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah, that would put it.
And that's yeah. And I also like the fact that he's used a very English expression of bloody awful. Bloody awful, then.
And finally, a very special one. Ho, ho, ho. Can't wait to empty my sack down Tony's chimney. Love, Santa. From Santa Claus. Thanks, Santa.
I wonder who that might have been from.
Don't know, it's Santa.
Because I think it might have been someone. Because I reckon Santa's probably too busy to vote at the moment.
Oh, right.
I reckon it's probably someone who secretly has got a bit of a crush on you, mate. And or maybe not so secretly. That spanked of being Steph.
Don't think all it right. is.
Well, it's someone with an email address SantaClaus@, isn't it?
Yeah, Santa.Claus.
Right, so this is Santa.Claus.
It must be Santa. Or one of his elves.
Santa.Claus@grotmail.com. It's grotto. I do like to, if you are listening, Santa, if you could email me, I'd like to find out who you really are. Because I don't reckon that is Santa Claus. I reckon that's someone who just fancies a little bit of taunty.
It's probably Fat Boy, let's face it.
Oh, in that case, I don't want to know.
Well, okay.
Yeah, we have a minor apology to make as well. On last week's show, I think it was last week, we accused Tom Baldy of being American, and he's not. He's from the north of England.
Oh, yeah, yes, I noticed that. Whoops.
I apologise now, Tom. I promise never to accuse you of being from America. I think we've kind of... We've convinced ourselves that he was American because of his name.
Yeah.
And the way to say it, Tom Baldy. But so, I am sorry about that, Tom. You are very English. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So, yeah, so please do vote for the podcast, Ali. It being a new month and all that, we do like your votes. I know that we don't. Look, it doesn't make a lot of difference, but it's a great way for you to leave a quote for us that we'll almost certainly get read out. And it's also a great way for you to tell us what I was saying before about what songs you like. If you put down your favourite songs or favourite bands in the podcast, Ali vote in the comments, then we have an idea of what we should be playing for you in the future. So it is a good idea to do that.
Yeah.
It is.
I think Bill used to do it quite a lot, didn't he? Went here
Bill
for a while.
And was very, very good at that. Very good at that. And I do appreciate it when... and, of course, Anne Kay.
Yeah.
So perhaps our slightly more mature listeners are the ones that are more likely to go to Podcast Alley and do that.
Seems
that
way.
Because they are both nowly over the age of 30. So now, Tone, here's a band that don't like me accusing them of being sheep shaggers. Right? Because even though they are from Derbyshire, they're all Forest fans.
Oh, nice.
Speed Kings 13.
Number 13. 13.
Speed Kings and 13 from their latest album, which is in our Christmas pack.
Nice.
So don't forget, make sure you send your email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Christmas competition with your answers to the following poser. What's the spirit equivalent of beer goggles? That is probably my favourite Speed Kings song we just played there, and it is reminiscent of who did that? Who did the song? On the Road Again. I'm on the road again. Who did that?
Idea.
Why don't I know who that is? Yours is, I'm going up the country, tell me you want to go. I'll think about it by the end of the show. Anyway, I absolutely love that song. You listen to Rich Sport and Sound underneath, and thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. And in the previous section, it was the Planet Smashers. I've been a bit of a twat forgetting that, which brings us neatly onto my next comment. Tony, do you have a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. Had a few through this week, so that's greatly appreciated. Still want more. I'm never going to be satisfied, quite frankly. I think you should know this by now, but if you do have a twat to nominate, I'd love to hear from you. Tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name.
Oh, Tony? Where?
Yeah?
It was Canned Heat.
Ah.
I just remembered it was Canned Heat. Okay. That's like fast Canned Heat, like it.
Cool. Yeah. So email me, Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. And I'm finally going to finish off the fourth twat of Richard's from his big email, which I've been greatly appreciated.
This is like the Twat Wars trilogy.
It's fantastic. Return of the Twat. And here we go with his fourth.
The Empire Strikes Twat. Attack of the Twat.
Attack of the Twat.
The Phantom Twat.
Nice.
What was the other one? The Twat Wars.
A New Twat.
Oh, A New Twat, yeah.
And this one is A New Twat. As you may be aware, Tony, I'm a bit of a socialist. What with me coming from a long line of miners, shipbuilders and general working class types, and being from the northeast. So when I spotted that a fella had started a Facebook group along the lines of Milton Keynes and Leighton Buzzard, English Defence League Youth Club, I decided to send him a little message. For those of you who aren't aware, the English Defence League are a group of mainly male football hooligans who believe they are fighting some noble cause for St George against the Islamification of the UK.
And what better place to do it from, Tony, than Leighton Buzzard?
A lesser well-organised BNP or National Front. Think KKK Light. In short, I explained that his grammar and spelling weren't quite up to scratch, and that if he wanted to be taken seriously, then he should start by rectifying that. Then, by notifying the EDL of what he's up to, as they might not like him claiming to be their youth worker. From here on in, his only argument, as is the same for so many of these fools, is do you want to live in a country where we have to live under Sharia law?
I'd like to.
And pray five times a day, that's me. And eat curry, yep. And black up your own grandmother. And black up and your own grandmother has to wear a bloody headscarf. Do you? Haven't explained to him the ins and outs of how our law evolves with our society and its changing attitudes and cultures, he still seems to think that it should exclude those attitudes of Islam. He's even said that we should meet up and talk it over because communists like living in the dark.
Well, I think he should move to Switzerland.
Yeah, that's true. Yet another dickhead who doesn't understand that when your nation's flag is referred to as the butcher's apron by the Irish, that it might indeed cause offence. So I also nominate far right-arse bandit Lewis Scott of Leighton Buzzard, current right. University in Preston, as my last twat to this email.
Hold on a minute, though. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with the comment about the flag. Yeah, our flag was our flag was stolen by the far right, and we retrieved it in 1996, thanks to football. And I'm glad we've got our flag back, because every other nation in the world can fly their flag with pride, and I think we should be able to as well. So I don't agree with that last bit.
The George's Cross, the white, yeah. the red.
The flag of St. George, I think, is, if he's on about the Union Jack, then absolutely fair enough, in that things have been done under the banner of the Union Jack that nobody's proud of. But as far as the flag of St. George goes, I do think we should be able to celebrate our own flag.
Yeah. I'm not sure what he means by that.
I'm with him, yeah.
So, right arse bandit Lewis Scott of Leighton Buzzard, currently university in Preston,
is a twat.
And he also goes on to say, there's more if you need it, Tony. If you're ever really short, just give us a shout, asking me to find someone. And he also says, after all these twats, can he also give a big cheesy radio shout out to Aylesbury Football Club, who are currently one game away from an FA Cup spot and are the lowest ranked team left in the competition. Thus, if they do qualify, they'll be televised. One of the lads at the shop plays for them. Much love, expat Geordie Rich. Cheers for all that, Rich.
Let's hear it for the Ducks.
Quack, quack.
Right, so Tony, I've got a word of the week for you. Well, it's a phrase of the week. It's fantastic. It's after a conversation with someone I had last week who said to me, they said, we talked about drinking, and they said, as far as beers goes, I've not the sense I was born with. You've heard that expression before, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except I misheard them. He said, as far as beer goes, I'm not as sensible as Bournemouth. And it was mass hilarity ensued, and it became a fantastic phrase for anything at all. It's so ridiculous. If you see something completely mental, just go, that's as sensible as Bournemouth.
No.
It will confuse all concerned, but you'll be in the know. It makes it a perfect punky phrase of the week for the secret language we are establishing. So yeah, I'm not the sense I was born with, it did become, I'm as sensible as Bournemouth. And yeah, I did find that very, very funny indeed. So this week's phrase of the week is as sensible as Bournemouth. And please do let us know if you've used it. I'd like to hear it in context. Send your email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing in my word of the week and how I used it. Right. Song 4, Tony.
Okay.
This is not by one of the bands that we have a CD in our competition for, but I desperately wanted to play it. It's another one from Cunt of the Gang, who he's just absolutely brilliant, Cunt of the Gang. And this one is, you might recognise the tune, but you're just going to love it. We'll talk about it afterwards. This is called I Sucked Off a Bloke.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I was labouring on a building site, doing an extension. It's not what I'm used to, I just needed the cash in hand. I lost a bet with Dave the bricklayer, and as a forfeit I had to suck his gland. I sucked off a bloke, I didn't like it, the taste of his cheesy dipstick. I sucked off a bloke, can't deny it, I knew I should have took that job at Quick Fit. It felt so wrong, though it seemed strangely apt, when everyone stood in a circle and clapped. I sucked off a bloke, I didn't like it, I didn't like it. And so the next day back on site, lots of banter follow. How was I supposed to know? I didn't have to swallow. It's not what proper blokes do, not how they should behave. I can't show my face down the pub, since I noshed off that bricky Dave. I sucked off a bloke, I didn't like it, the feel of his veiny fuckstick. I sucked off a bloke, can't deny it, for someone Facebooked a photo of it. It felt so waft, it took so long, do you think that I was doing it wrong? I sucked off a bloke, I didn't like it, I didn't like it. Us folks, we don't do like to have a laugh. And sometimes someone gets sucked off, and someone films it on their mobile phone. Ain't no big deal, but don't show his wife.
She's bound to take it out of context.
I sucked off a bloke, I didn't like it. His knob smelt like a bag of what's-its. I sucked off a bloke, can't deny it. I might have liked it if he'd washed his helmet. It felt so wrong, tasted so rank. I wish that I'd just give him a wank. I sucked off a bloke, I didn't like it.
That was Cunt of the Gang and I Sucked Off a Bloke. Do check out their MySpace page. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Cunt in the Gang.
It is, and that's Cunt with a K, which means it's not rude. So, that, and I do realise that I didn't ask you about Speed Kings. What's Speed Kings MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheSpeedKings.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/speedkings, which makes probably being the internet 3, Tony 1. So there is a way back. You can still draw it this week, Tony. You can still draw it. Do check out Cunt and the Gang. Absolutely brilliant. And we will be playing more from The Wonder in the future. Now, Tony, I don't imagine that you've had time this week to look up any information about our friends at GoDaddy. So I thought, to the tune of Chromosome 3, because I haven't got around to changing the bed yet, I would tell you all about them. Do you fancy that?
That'd be great. Yeah.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you'll quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site. And if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's...
PUNKY8.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them. Ho, 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 ho.
And there is now a PUNKY9 code. That's...
PUNKY9!
Which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code. PUNKY25, that's...
PUNKY25.
Gives 25% off orders of over £65. Bugger fucking ration. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now then, Tony, we're going to do an extra little bit in the section so we can race to the next one. I was wondering whether you had any nights of popular beat combos to tell us about this week.
Certainly do. I've got one from Russ. So it is time for...
Tony's International Russ Guide.
It was in his last one of the year.
Oh, Lord.
The Coven. Bedfordshire's biggest Gothic gathering will be massing for one last show in 2009 on Saturday the 12th of December with resident DJs Nephilim Babe and Coven Alex for a great night of classic 80s punk, trad, goth and industrial. Also celebrating DJ Nephilim Babe's 21st birthday. Again. 9pm to 2am, £5, last entry 1 o'clock. More information, myspace.com/thecovenuk.
And mm-hmm. I'll be there to love and comfort you. Oh, if you buy me red wine, I'll stick it in your poo. I'll be there on Saturday.
Okay.
There's actually quite a lot going on this Saturday. There's a couple of gigs that are going on around you. And there's also at the 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street in London Town. I did say that I'd mention this. The Veronas are doing a gig, we've played on the show several times before. And if I could get there, I would. But I'll be going out for beer with my mate Chris Boy, and then I'll be going over to the car, and that's my plans for the weekend. So, Tone, that thus concludes Tony's
International Russ Guide.
It's time for Song 5. I'll talk about it afterwards. This is the Cardiacs. That's the Cardiacs, Tony, and Come Back Clammy Lammy. Now, the reason I've played that is because one or two people over the last year or so have mentioned to me whether I'd heard of the Cardiacs and whether I'd ever played them on the show. And then when I got a Facebook ad from someone called Wilf last week, he said to me, have you ever played the Cardiacs on your show? And I thought, right, it's about time I did. So I went on their website, and they've got a number of songs that are free to download. So I work on the basis, if they're free to download, we can play them, because they're out there, aren't they? So I thought that I would play one for any of you out there. If you like that, do go on their actual website. I'm going to ask you for their MySpace page, of course, in a second, but do go on their website, where they have a number of songs to download, and you can get into... I'm not sure how I describe their music, really. I think it's sort of prog punk. It's quite... It's interesting and varied, put it that way. Do check out the Cardiacs. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheCardiacs
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/Cardiacs Which means it's poorly being internet for Tony One, an unassailable lead. You're listening to the Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Okay. And I've only got three words to say to you right now, Tony. World Cup draw.
Hey.
Oh,
it's a dream.
It was wondrous. It was wondrous. I was driving up to Coventry on Friday, and I heard the World Cup draw live. And when the first team came out and it was USA, I went, oh, God, here goes, because they were the top ranked team in there. Their pot. Then I thought, this is it, we're going to get USA, Ivory Coast, Portugal, it's going to be a nightmare, group of death, bloody, bloody, blah. Didn't happen, because the next two teams that came out for us, Algeria and Slovenia. Now, neither of these teams are mugs, but it is a favourable group for us. I mean, there are potential. I did think about the phrase potential banana skin when this came out, because there was like, I would be rather insulted. I mean, it's obviously never happened. For England to ever have been described as a potential banana skin. But I do think it's rather insulting to the good people of Algeria when you say Algeria, that's a potential banana skin. I mean, that verges on racism, doesn't it? I was also very pleased with, just after I heard on the radio that someone said, the thing is, they were speaking to someone from the US and said, are you pleased about the draw? He said, it's absolutely brilliant that we've got England. We can't wait for the game. Algeria are a good side. That's going to be a tough match. But no one in America has heard of Slovenia. About 5 minutes later, well, so a little bit after that, I was doing a bit of Facebook chat with Omberance. And I said, what do you think of the group? She said, I'm really glad we've got England. I'm interested with Algeria, but I know nothing about Slovenia. I went, oh, really? That thus confirms what this bloke said. So, yeah, Slovenia are a team in Eastern Europe who knocked out Russia. They're no mugs. I mean, it's none of the games are... There's no such thing as an easy game in the World Cup, I don't think. But we should get through the group. We're 4-1 to win the group, which isn't... It's not actually bad odds, but look, if we come second in it, it's going to be all right. If and when we get through to the round of 16, we will, or whatever it's called, round of whatever it is, round of 16, we will probably be playing Germany, Australia, or Ghana. So it's going to be a tough game. I'd obviously rather not actually come up against the Germans that soon, but it might be a good time to draw them, because they do tend to improve as the tournament goes on. If we and we tend to hit the ground running, so it might be good to play them early, because we'd have the chance to knock them out.
Yeah, well, we quite Whereas like you might... England Germany matches in the house. They always quite fun
of
to
course,
watch.
Yeah, of course. Oh, in that case, then let's just hope we play Germany. It does, of course, mean that they're working out what our path to the final would be. So a lot of people do think we'll make the final this time, and I'm not so sure, obviously. But we could potentially play in order if Germany finished second in their group.
Yeah.
I believe we would play Germany, then France... Then Argentina, then Brazil, or something.
Oh, Christ.
It doesn't look. I mean, that is one possible route. But I suppose, you know, if you're going to win the World Cup, you've got to beat the best teams in the world.
Oh, yeah.
We are one of the best teams in the world at the moment. If we stay fit, we do have a good chance. I'd also like to mention the fact that Nottingham Forest on Saturday beat Leicester City 5-1.
Very nice.
It was the spanking that someone's been expecting all season. Not a particular shame it happened to Leicester, because before the match they were in third place, we were in fourth, so we overtook them. It also increased our goal average no end and hurt theirs, so it was just a fabulous result. We've got two away games this week against Sheffield United and Swansea. We're the only team out of the four leagues, out of the 90 clubs, that haven't lost away from season away from home this season, so let's hope we can keep that up, because that would put us in a very, very strong position, and people are suddenly talking about us being actual promotion contenders, which I've suspected for some time now, being a fan. But it's the first time in quite a few years that people have been saying Nottingham Forest could be back in the Premiership next season. It's not something I would love us to get back up there, of course, but I do quite like winning, and if we get into the Premiership with a team like Forest, I don't think we'd win that often. I think at best we can hope to be sort of Stoke City or someone, but we'll see anyway. So yeah, I have briefly mentioned the fact that I went up to Coventry on the weekend. Last Thursday I did a gig in Worthing, and I drove down there. I got there, they had nothing to plug my guitar into, so I had to find out I was a stand up comic pretty quickly, and did half an hour of stand up without my guitar and really enjoyed it. Thank you very much to people who came along. Friday and Saturday night I was doing a showcase cinema in Coventry, which was on a leisure park and was full of the great unwashed, basically, and both the gigs were harrowing experiences.
Oh dear.
I went to a place called Tay Barnes on Saturday afternoon, which is it's the Whitbread equivalent of a Harvester, I suppose, but you pay £8.49 and then you go and eat what you want, and they've got a starters area, a main courses area, and dessert area, and you can have all sorts of, you know, you have Chinese, and you go back as many times as you want. It's one of those if you're a pikey fat fuck, it is a great place to send the family. Unfortunately, word had got round about that, and the place was full of pikey fat fucks. And when I went in and said, a table for one, please, the person in there felt particularly sorry for me and found me somewhere quiet.
No.
So, yeah, so I had soup, a roast chicken dinner, and a slice of chocolate fudge cake with a side order of loneliness, all for £8.99. It was lovely. And then I went bowling with two of the comics that won, Jason John Whitehead from Canada and a Scottish comic called Kevin Hughes, who is receiving a lot of plaudits, and rightly so. He's absolutely brilliant. There might be some clips of him on YouTube or something, but I would check him out. He's only 23 and he's very, very good. Then on Sunday I went to a pub called The Cups in Malden in Essex. And I was quite excited about it because it's a live music venue, and I thought, oh, they normally have good gigs there. They only had 11 people there.
No.
It had been a long drive. I was with two good comics, but they only had 11 people there. I was the compere. Went on, found it very difficult to get the very small audience going, so offered to buy them all a drink. I said, fuck it, I'll just buy the audience a drink. there are 11 of you. I can afford it. I'll buy you all a drink. And they didn't believe me. There's such an air of suspicion in the whole of Essex. Everyone thought that I was taking the piss, and no one wanted to be the first one to put their hand up. When I said, hands up, who wants a drink, thinking I would take the piss out of them. But me being from friendly Hertfordshire, I meant it. So basically it was great, because I had to buy the whole audience a drink. Didn't have to buy a single one. Then in the break, when I was outside having a smoke, they all said, did you mean it about that? I went, yeah. I went, oh, you fucker. And I went, shit, I've left 20 quid behind the bar. So anyway, I did end up buying the audience a drink. It did all work out all right. And best of luck to Gavin, who runs The Cups, because I do hope the gig picks up, because the people that were there were really nice. So it all ended up being quite a nice weekend. And then I went over to my mate Steve's, got there at midnight, and we were still drinking at 5:30 this morning. But I did see a sort of Quentin Tarantino film called Hell Ride. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's really, really funny. It came out in 2008. It's got a lot of the usual suspects, David Carradine and Michael Madsen. It is Michael Madsen, isn't it? And Dennis Hopper's in it.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. It's the kind of spoof road bike movie, I suppose, with bike gangs in it, but there are just some of the best lines in it ever. My particular favourite was Michael Madsen off his nut on drugs in a tree, who did that thing when you blow into a bottle to make a noise, yeah? Mm. Yeah, when you do that. He sat in this tree, because it's all really violent and mental, and there's tits everywhere, Tony, it's a real sex fest.
Oh, cool.
But there's one bit that's really, really innocent when they're having this big discussion about how someone's going to die, and he sat in a tree, and he just the camera just flits over to him, and he just goes, "I'm an owl." And it's just a really, really brilliant line. I do recommend it. It's a short film as well. It's only 75 minutes long or something. Really, really good though. So anyway, listen, I need to tell you, I'm not going to tell you about what gigs I'm doing this week, because one's a private gig that you can't go to, and that's all I'm doing basically. So the gigs I'm doing this week are my secret. I've told you I'll be on Saturday night, maybe see you at the Coven. The rest of the show we're dedicating to the Bleach Boys.
Yeah,
this is a rockumentary that I constructed out of Twigs, Optimism and Booze last Saturday, when I went to see them with the Vibrators, and you can tell there's an obvious point when I get pissed. Also, two of the songs you're going to hear are pretty much in their entirety, I think, and they might sound a bit rough, but it's because they were recorded live. One was a sound check and one was one of the last songs they did in the gig, and I'll put them next to each other just so you understand that. But the rest of it, well, I think you're just going to love all of it. They've come out pretty well, I think, those ones. But I hope you enjoy this, and we'll talk to you again at the end of the show. What I want to tell you right now is, what is the Bleach Boys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bleach Boys.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 4. Bleach Boys, as I say, will be putting a CD into the competition that we're running as of now. Make sure you send the email to PaulieB@PunkyRadio.com, title your email, Christmas competition and such like. And I want you to answer the following poser. What's the spirit equivalent of beer goggles? Enjoy.
Right, Paulie B, Punky Radio, standing here waiting for the Bleach Boys to show up, because I'm going to be making a rockumentary on them this evening. This is the text I got yesterday with the instructions of where I should wait. It says, quite simply, tomorrow, 5:15 at the speed camera near your flat, blue G-Reg Transit. Thing is, there's two speed cameras near my flat. I'll open with the right fucking one.
So, how often do you use this phone?
Quite sure. Whenever we need
to give an exact gear,
right?
Right, but I mean,
yeah.
Whose phone is it?
John's.
Oh, it's John's, right.
Yeah, he's had this for donkeys. He bought it brand new.
Yeah. Right, and what's the most people you've ever had in it?
John, how many people, what's the most number of people we've ever had in the van?
About 16, I think.
Never again, though.
16? Any gear?
No.
Well, didn't think so.
What's your favourite cheese then?
My favourite cheese? Woolly cheese.
Right, is that the equivalent of the German helmet cheese?
Yeah.
That I've often asked for on Itchy Market.
That's good fun.
Go on Itchy Market and say, have you got any helmet cheese?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Helmet cheese.
I do like Black Sticks Blue. You had that? Does the sell like Sainsbury's?
No.
What's your least favourite cheese? It's like a sweet Stilton. Black Sticks Blue.
Sweet.
And it's orange and green bits going
that's
through.
That's serious. Least favourite cheese. What's my least favourite?
Yeah.
The shit that the Americans have that comes out of counties. Sweet cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
So you've just got some pizza. This is rock and roll, isn't it?
It is.
Is this standard backstage fodder, or do you normally get a rider?
Usually have to buy our own food. Sometimes a couple of beers, but...
Right, and how does it differ from doing a gig here to being in Europe? Do you get more when you go over there?
Oh, yeah, you get treated well in Europe. Like, usually beers, food all laid on.
And what happens when you... Because you've been out...
You get paid as well, yeah.
I was going to say, you've been out to Berlin a couple of times. How does... how do you afford to get there? I mean, do they pay your travel, or do you... So it's love, is it? Yeah. If you could just mutter that under your breath, that'd be really brilliant.
I don't know about these guys, but if I was in it for the money, I would have given up a long time ago.
Right.
Because I ain't got any money.
So where's Zurich? They pay for it. That's good. That's a really good thing.
Was that the weird one?
Yeah.
Was that when you were on at some circus or something?
Yeah. That was really good. Yeah. Really good.
What's the weirdest gig you've ever done on the spot?
Zurich.
And what's the best gig you've ever done?
Zurich.
Yeah, that was good.
So I'm right in thinking that the Bleach Boys, you were saying, have had more dramas than Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Is that right? And
yeah.
Rob, you're the latest one.
Yeah,
this is
right,
your second gig. How did the first gig go?
It was very good. I enjoyed it immensely.
Did you manage to get through it all?
Yes.
Yeah, well, mostly. There was just like green globule on his seat at the end, but we found him afterwards. Rehydrated him.
What's your favourite song to drum to in the band so far? You got one?
Shit.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. And
oh, well, I thought you were just calling me names there.
Are they ready?
Yeah, I think shit.
all just some skinheads, just some creepos, all different people.
Where was this?
This is at the George years ago.
Yeah, right.
And Simon just walked in and he just stands up on his table and just goes, all rugby players smell of sperm. So the whole bar held it, heard it. But he got clean away with it, you know.
Because he could. And anyway, now that I've got you post-gig, were you happy with the set? Like, how'd it go with the drum?
I think it's good. He did a good job.
I think he did an absolutely brilliant job. And yeah, I was surprised. There was a couple of points when there was...
a bit at the end of one of them.
But there was a half-second stop.
Yeah.
When I thought, is he going to know what's going to happen now? And he did straight away. He was absolutely brilliant. And he looked really good behind you as well. He looked like he was having fun.
Yeah, he said last night, it's the first band he's ever played with that he actually feels like singing along with. That's pretty good.
Well, mic him up.
Not with this voice.
Yeah. Mic him up. I don't think it'll do any harm. So, now, you did about a 40-minute set. I was expecting you to be the main support, but you were the second support, I suppose.
Hang on a bit.
How are you enjoying doing the new stuff?
I like some of the new stuff. I like most of the new stuff.
I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, really, really good song.
Happy with that.
Yeah, a bit Ramonesy.
No, that's because someone shouted that out. I don't think it's a bit Ramonesy. I think it's a bit Bleach Boysy.
Yeah, I think it's original enough. Yeah. Well, we try very hard to make the songs original, but can't always
succeed.
What did you enjoy the most tonight? I'll ask you both. Mark, what did you enjoy the most tonight?
I think Psycho, aren't you?
Psycho, how about you?
I like Zombie.
So you both like the old ones. Yeah, we really love these. But the best thing you like tonight was Psycho and Zombie.
But our other one, All Over You, is actually not bad.
I think that's a really good song.
Yeah, I think it's really, quite really topical. Good. Here he is.
Put that stuff down a minute, drummer. How do you feel your second gig with the Bleach Boys, mate? I'll say the legendary Bleach Boys. How do you think it went?
It's a bit laboured in the first half and the second half.
The second half really
picked up, didn't it?
And it was noticeable as well.
Yeah.
It was like, hang on, here goes.
Yeah,
right, we know what we're doing now.
Getting into it.
I asked Rob, what was your favourite one you did tonight?
Last one. We've got a bomb.
We got the bomb and we're going to use it!
Boys, man.
A future? I do, because I think the world needs the Bleach Boys at the moment, you know?
If I'm not mistaken, you've sold the most CDs in a night in Britain ever this evening.
I think, like last time we did this little gig in Hitchin, you know, the venue, and... it's full of sort of 16 to 18-year-olds.
Who haven't had any money.
We converted a few people, you know, because all the other bands that were playing, the band on before us sounded like McFly.
Who were the band on before you?
McFly.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. That would be what it sounded like.
But they were sort of like a very soft Green Day. They were so apathetic, you know, no energy, just lifeless, and it was like. They had nothing to say really. They were just singing about love and the usual sort of stuff you hear on the radio.
They were singing about love.
Yeah, exactly.
In your company. The best song you've ever recorded as the Bleach Boys, both of you, John.
What?
Best song you've ever recorded as the Bleach Boys.
Zombie. I would say Sooty and Sweet, but you know.
You're not allowed to say that.
Oh right.
So you go with Zombie, are you? Matt, what's the best song you've ever performed with the Bleach Boys?
Kill All Celebrities.
Kill All Celebrities. Yeah, I fucking love that.
I love it as well.
Thank you both. Yeah, because it's not punk rock, it's punk.
Yeah.
As it says on the mic. What's the MySpace page?
I can't remember.
Paulie B in the Internet 7.
www.myspace.com/bleachboys. MySpace.com/bleachboys. What do you think? I mean, say there's one out of the set you've just done, a song that really sums up the Bleach Boys, what would it be? And I'll play it now.
Zombie.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate.
Bye, Paul.
See ya.
You're not really going to leave that thing here about I like the cheese in California.
I don't know yet.
It's fucking mad.
Oh, hey.
that was the Bleach Boys rockumentary brought to you by Paul B. Edwards and an awful lot of Guinness. Thank you very much for listening to the show this week. If you'd like to catch the Bleach Boys, they're all in Mansfield, aren't they, this Friday, Tony? Where are they playing?
They're playing the Town Mill in Mansfield this Friday with a few other bands. There's about three or four bands on that I forget, but the Bleach Boys are on. It's their Christmas gig at the Mill.
And they are on form at the moment. They're doing really, really good gigs. If you are in the Mansfield area, do go and catch them this Friday. Please do vote for the podcast. Hey, iTunes reviews, we still need them. How do people do that, Tom?
The quickest way is probably go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it'll open up our music store page, and you can review from there. Please do, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out.
And thank you very much to the Cockroach, Wicked Radio, and Hussy Skunk for continuing to support us and get our shit out there this year. But is there anything else people need to do this week? I don't think that's about it, isn't it?
You can still vote for the podcast, Ali, and with all needs twats.
Oh, we need twats, we need poems, we need jokes.
Yeah, get as much content as you can, because we do tend to have a bit of a quiet period over Christmas where people just aren't emailing us. So if you can do that, great.
And unlike other podcasters, we will be making a show between Christmas and New Year. So you lucky, lucky people.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.